This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what it feels like to be in limbo. It's that state that you feel when you've done everything to advance the ball down the field, but now you need God's help to get that ball in the end zone. And sometimes I can struggle asking for help, even from God. It's like in that moment, I have the perfect vision of how things should be fixed. But I have learned from experience that my idea of fixing things can be one-dimensional, whereas God's is more strategic and on multiple levels. And when I look to the scriptures, I recall Esther's story. So Esther is a young Jewish girl chosen to replace the queen. And at the time, her nationality is unknown to the king and those around her. But shortly after she is made queen, a decree goes out to extinguish all Jewish people. And so Esther has to make this appeal to the king, but she risks revealing her own nationality. In other words, she has to go in and appeal to him to not only save herself, but to save her entire race. And when you think about it, what are the chances that this young Jewish girl would be placed in this foreign court just at this particular time so that she could be so well positioned to save her own people? But this is how God fixes things strategically, on multiple levels, and sometimes long before we even begin to pray about a situation. So the words that I use to calm me when I begin to worry are, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, stop fretting and choose God as your fixer in chief.